You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
I thought this was a general election, so you...
I got 45 minutes or so, I'd be fine, if you want to do that.
I'm going to close some tabs down here, man.
Hey, Typo, I was looking at your Ronald Reagan ad for cigarettes, and...
Okay, here we go. Let's just do this professionally. Let's do this professionally. Thursday the 8th of June, 2017. I'm here with Typo Error and Without a Trace from North Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina! Get it right, bro!
There he goes. Yeah, he can't help himself, can he?
All right, so we were just talking about what's the news of the day, and we were just talking about West Point, right?
Oh, West Point and the military and who's in charge of the battalions and the brigades and the regiments overseas.
Hold accountable like our politicians was a suggestion. It's a crazy suggestion, but I don't know who they are. But, yeah, go on.
You know, we don't have, you know, those big divisions over in Afghanistan or Iraq now. We got, they're all under 10,000 men, so you're probably talking about a couple of brigades or more than a battalion. So you might have colonels and lieutenant colonels commanding those units, and whereas when there was a lot of action, we had 3 and 4 star generals over there, like that Lieutenant McChrystal, the one that was fired for making fun of Obama's vice president. Who knows what's really happening? There's not a lot of journalists over there giving us much detail because the action's all in Washington now,
I guess. I remember the term. We're going to try and embed the journalists so that we can bring you the news from the front.
I was never a fan of
a spurious idea at the time, but, you know.
Yeah, it was trying to manipulate people that way. I remember I couldn't believe that Rumsfeld was giving a press conference and he got away with this. They asked him,
Get away with anything, Rummy. It's one of my favorites. Go on.
They asked him, what did he think about the, embedded reporter? And, he said, I thought she was great.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Yeah.
I love your new president, but I'm not following it. I just think he's got to be caught. You know, all the received wisdom I get about what he's doing. I mean, he's fucking everybody up. He's annoying everybody, but he is what we deserve. And, you know, he's not a politician, is he? Because you see, thing is, I've never watched reality TV. But isn't it odd? You were saying about Ronald Reagan there. I'm sending Chesterfield.
I was looking at that ad, and I thought to myself, well, I'll save that image and put it down as CCR, Chesterfield Cigarettes Reagan.
In the back of the Chesterfield's the window.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Tell you one other American that smokes, Jimmy Dean. He was a bit of a... Male to female, you know that way. Go on, Rolo. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. So, Without a Trace, have you told us where you were on 9/11 and what you thought of it at the time?
I was working. I told Ab when on the fake 169. I was actually
fake 169. Yeah.
I was working for social services, and we were having a staffing. All our our problem cases and so forth. And we were in there for about over an hour, and we got out about 10:15, and we walked by the break room, and there was a crowd of coworkers all watching the TV, and the towers had fallen by that time, or were reported allegedly fallen. Oh. They weren't there, and there was a bunch of smoke and rubble. But my unit coworker and I were annoyed that nobody told us we were at war and under attack, you know, that we were told that the Pentagon had been hit, and I had been kind of preconditioned, you know, to suspect bin Laden, and I blurted out that it was bin Laden because of he had been blamed for the coal at US on the attack on the
coal, yeah, the coal attack, yeah.
Right,
so you've already said this with Ab, so that's fine. We don't need to go over it again. What do you think about the London Bridge? The London Bridge thing?
I haven't looked at much of the coverage, but I understand that these are people from the Mideast that are said to be responsible, and
Vance, I heard that.
Tybo, what are your thoughts?
Was this a knifing or a vehicle? Or
a city, an ISIS, a city ISIS thing? Yeah.
Oh yeah, ISIS. Yeah, and how many people were killed or allegedly died?
Tybo, help us out. How many did they say were killed? 20?
I'm not a researcher, Rolo. You just asked the man about his 9/11, and he was gathered together. And was that a government kind of thing? You all,
yeah.
You said it was bin Laden, yeah.
That's what I told my coworkers, and within 24 hours, the fingers in the media were pointing at him, that was all,
predestined, yeah.
You know, they had, you know, he was the, person that was considered the evildoer at the time. You know, he had replaced Arafat.
Did you want to go and get him? Did you want to go and get him straight away?
Well, I didn't know where he was. I don't think it was reported where he was at first, but soon it came out that
in Afghanistan.
Yeah, sure. I accepted the story as it was reported, not knowing. You know, later on, I learned about the physics of the thing and that it was impossible for two aluminum airliners to make the two largest skyscrapers made out of concrete and steel.
You need oxyacetylene to cut steel. You can't, it won't melt or it won't even bend.
Yeah, it was about 5 or 6 years later when I watched, a lecture on TV where the architects and the engineers had all decided that it was physically impossible for.
That's an interesting thing that John Le Bon and Negin Tropic said earlier today. Negin Tropic pointed out there was always somebody to catch somebody. He says, and certain people went to the Gage, Richard Gage, the architects and engineers, and they went.
Fetter went on Fox.
To them to give them a, you know, to question on their behalf or something or other. And he said, there's a gatekeeper for all of us, you know. What am I getting at? Yeah, it's interesting that you took the architects and engineers. I mean, we had the plane guy, what were they called? Pilots for 9/11. You know, people for 9/11
truthers, yeah. Sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody appeals to everybody.
And also they were saying that you can't fly planes that low at that speed.
What were you saying? You're going back through Langley there, mate.
All right, mate.
Yeah, I understand they can't. They can only fly about 300 miles an hour at 1,000 feet. Yeah, that there's too many molecules in there, too much friction, too much resistance, and so forth. Yeah, that's very interesting. Now I remember some red flags very early on when.
I'm the build-up.
But yeah, that it could be an inside job when Michael Moore pointed out in his documentary Fahrenheit 9/11 that
where he didn't actually show the tower collapses in that movie.
No, he didn't. But he did reveal that the Bush family allowed the Bin Ladens to leave the country, and that was the only.
But without a trace, what he did at the beginning. He says, we're going to get the terrorists. And he used, he was something where he was talking about the, Middle East conflict. You know, he uses shit out of context all over the place. I don't like Michael Moore one bit.
Sorry about it. It's not 9/11, but it's an American thing. And as I say, you know, but I've forgiven everybody their sins and transgression. And Trump the other day, he was reported, now it might not be true, it might be from his detractors, I don't know, and I ain't that bother, I ain't going to follow it, I ain't going to research it. But he went to Israel, and when he came in, he said to whoever it was, he says, I've just got back from the Middle East.
And no politician here, that's for sure. He's
a lovely guy, man, he's working on every level. I love him.
He has to.
I know nothing about him, but I'm glad he's president. He's been on the telly. Better than Arnold Schwarzenegger. See, Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't actually become the president, but he is a Nazi, isn't he?
He was born in Austria, so he can't be president.
Makes him a Nazi as far as I'm concerned. I mean, how many Austrians, you know, are not Nazis?
I think Adolf Hitler was one.
I'm not asking for fucking evidence, I'm just saying. Put your hand up if you're not a Nazi. Not one of them are going to say that, are they? You know, but they look to us Switzerland, and the Swiss just shake their heads and look the other way.
Back in the
they don't whistle loud because they don't want to call it an avalanche.
Let without a trace, have a go.
Nazis to a man.
We were talking about Austrian Nazis, but back in the 80s, they had elected the former UN, Kurt Waldheim. He was a uniform Nazi in World War II. And in the 80s, he got elected.
Him and Crappy Allen, man, he's just sort of, I got you. Kurt Waldheim.
He just forgot, you know. That was so long.
Look. Sorry, without a trace, and of course there's going to be a language barrier, and you go, oh, no, that's not true. But there was a guy called, let me get this right, his name was Slobodan Milosevic, right?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, when they first introduced him round here, post-Lekrienta, and he was on the television, he was always called Slobodan Milosevic. Slobodan. But anyway, when he turned into a bad guy...
They wanted to bust up Czechoslovakia.
Slobodan! You bugger. Yeah. Well, that was the 80s and 90s you were on about, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was the Bosnians, the Serbians, and the Croatians going at it.
And which one was he the leader of? I don't even remember. I remember him
being
on trial in the World Court.
Milosevic, Slobodan Milosevic was the, he was the, I think he was the Croatian.
Slobodan.
And,
Slobodan. Name's Slobodan.
Forgive me.
Who did
Clinton support in that conflict?
I know. I can't remember.
I can't remember. I don't know if he supported the Serbs or the Croats or the...
No, I'll tell you one thing without a trace. Down here in Australia, we have big communities of Czechoslovakians, and they're all going at it here in Sydney.
Oh, about what?
About bringing their fucking conflict down here.
They have big a conflict within the community. They have
So we had all sorts of. So we had the Cypriots and the Turks going at it for a while there, and
ethnic thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, man, they're up against
their own little wars.
British, aren't you?
Bringing their own little wars to Australia.
And Neil kind of put in into,
that's a terrible thing.
Haven't y'all curtailed immigration? Immigration.
Yeah, well, call it, hey, look, without a trace, they call it, multiculturalism, but but that's a furphy. People just like to hang out with, their own kind.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Drink vodka. And when we become flabby, when the host nation has become a bit flabby, a bit ring rusty, they do think they can come in and take the piss, don't they? Because they've been encouraged to do it, you know what I mean? Russians. Well, I knew some Russians, and one of them, he said, look, when it's all changed, he said, we'll be in charge. And it has all changed. I mean, in 85, they both fucked, well, they didn't both fuck off, but they deserted from the Russian Navy, for about 10 years. They just ripped out all this stuff and they sailed around, and how they did it, God only knows. And I only ever met them once or twice. But they were just waiting their time. And it was more or less when everybody decamps. I'd call it 88, 89. All the Americans were bringing all the Mercedes they could ever get into here and then taking them and all that. And I've got nothing against them. They're servicemen, grunts in many cases. And they'd been, at least they'd traveled. They'd seen a bit of Europe, But these were the opposite. These were Russians who fucked up from the Russian Navy.
Have you ever spoken to any Russians about the Cold War?
Yeah.
And what do they say to you about it?
I never mentioned those terms. See, the thing is, when I was growing up, we were always shown that Russians were militarized, under the cosh, queuing up, hands on their head. And then we've just seen this Manchester thing, and we're doing the fucking same thing. I'm not Manchester. But, we always used to think it was a terrible thing that they got to queue up. Well, I went shopping this morning. I had to fucking queue up. The queues were as big as they were in Moscow in the past. And we got loads of stuff in the
In Morrison's? In Morrison's? Did you get frisked they got military there frisking you? Before you go in?
But he knows me now, and I had a word with him. I had a word with the security. I says, I shop here often. I bunged him a fiver. I said, you leave me. And I don't. No, I did. I said, don't fucking. You know what the security do in most of these shops?
They do.
And I'm not saying it's because they're their own little ethnic gang. But what they do is they get their own little corner security, and then let their mates come in and rob the fucking place blind. I've seen it hundreds of times. They get a tall black lad in. We've got loads of black lads here, but these are maybe Africans or something. People we don't know. Somalians, perhaps. Anyway, good-looking chaps. And they get their little uniform working for Lidl's or Aldi's, generally German firms, Eastern European firms.
We got them in Australia now. Aldi, we got them. Aldi, keep going.
Yeah, well, how else are you going to eat? You're going to have to go out and kill your own kangaroos otherwise, Rolo. So, yeah, fascism works, doesn't it? And it comes in many packages. In fact, I've got
Does Without a Trace have Aldi's over there?
Rolo, honestly, Friday night, they let everyone in their mob in to come and fucking steal.
Wow. I did meet a Russian in Daytona Beach. I went to in January and I went to a poker room right beside a greyhound dog racing track.
They're not very lucky, the Russians.
And this lady was delightful. I guess she was about 50, and she had a heavy Russian accent, but she was
darling.
Very pleasant, and
I will raise you $500.
Well, I can't quite do her accent, but she was saying that her daughter was going to university there in Daytona, and she's teaching her daughter how to speak Russian, and her daughter's teaching her how to speak English. But she seemed very happy to be in America, and she was the best of the had the best.
Freedom, you see.
Freedom.
Freedom.
So, hey, Tybo, let me ask without a trace.
Right. I consider the Russians have really had to earn their right, you know. And then we're, you know, and what have we done? We just turned them into another gangster. Fuck me. The Italians couldn't run a piss up in a fucking Lasagna, in a pizza shop, you know what I mean? But somehow, for the last 30 years, we've been made to believe that the Italians, the godfather, you know, you break the rules, you da-da-da. The Russians.
It's lucky that Typo's a made man, otherwise we'd have to whack him.
My cat's a made cat. Stinky Malinky, Pungy, what's your name, Pung? Pungy Malungi. And Smelly Manila.
Without a trace, when you spoke to Ab, did you speak to him about JFK and your thoughts on conspiracy theories and grassy knolls and all that sort of thing?
That's my favorite JFK.
We did talk about that, and I'm amazed at how many different theories that there are. But JFK was a situation been interested in since about 1975.
Are you a good shot?
Oh yeah. I've got rifle.
Okay, so if you were in that the sixth floor of the book depository, do you think you could have made that shot or what?
Jumped into the open top Cadillac and blew them all to bits.
I've got a 308, which is one of the NATO
NATO. Don't mention them, we'll all get
rounds that are what would you call the high velocity?
Exploding tip bullets and shit.
Hold on, Tybo.
But would the first shot always be the best? Or the third shot?
Well, I would have a problem hitting something in motion, but the car was going kind of slow. I would say the first shot would be the best. And my understanding is, the first shot from the rear missed. But
remember, he was firing a Mannlicher Calcano, which is a bolt action shithouse. Not what you're talking about.
Surplus rifle.
Come from the sewer drain.
Bolt action with a four power scope. And I've got a deer rifle with a 9 power scope. And
you know what happened?
So he could shoot a fly off a deer's nose without hurting the deer.
Yeah, if 50 yards, I can hit the bullseye, and I could hit a figure a quarter mile away, and at a quarter mile, 308.
Oh, I got a reputation for shooting
equal to a 357 Magnum at point blank.
I'm not even feeling safe in my house now. I'm talking without a trace because I think he could probably hit me. This sounds so accurate.
Without a trace, look, forget the shot, forget everything. Up until that minute, that man must have had some fucking balls to turn up in that tank, because he couldn't have been a complete fucking idiot, could he?
No, you're talking about Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, he was smart. He learned how to speak Russian. And he was,
that's true. Yeah.
I mean, I can't read Russian, let alone speak it.
Kennedy must have had some balls to turn up there.
What about the cameraman? The cameraman that held the footage pretty much with all the bullets going on and didn't duck for cover. The cameraman who filmed.
Yeah.
That's the Jews for you.
I think I would have backed up and maybe walked away quickly.
Well, I'm saying he's Kennedy.
If somebody was firing a rifle,
a political that man was not a fool. So why did he? He could have cried up at any fucking time. Oh no, I've had a cop. You know, he didn't have to. So why did he do it? It couldn't have been because he thought he was, you know, Mr. It's Mr. America. I did it because he had more bollocks than the people that actually shot him.
The thing about Zapruder, I found curious. He was so upset about it But yet he wanted money for the film.
He was when you get his head shot off. I'm on the bait the minute before he showed. You know, he must have had people say, Jack, don't go there. You know what it is? It's a fucking up bed of, and then we'll kill you. And he said, well, if I don't, what did he, you know, we'll never know that. We won't know what went through, other than the bullet, we won't know what went through his mind 10 seconds before it happened, will we?
No.
And we're saying he just got set up and he didn't know and everybody set him up. I think he had all the balls and he's going, look, if you're going to shoot me, I think I can duck this one. But he was, you know, something went wrong for him, yeah? Imagine if he'd have survived.
Maybe they told him they were going to shoot.
If he lived.
They might have told him that they were going to shoot his rival or LBJ or something, you know?
And he was a Catholic, wasn't he? And as they're saying, it's this Jew, Jesuit, Catholic thing. Jews weren't allowed in the country clubs till when in America?
Well, there was still a lot of racism and prejudice in the 60s, a lot of things going on that were.
There you go. Unsaved. So, yeah, but I got a feeling Kennedy, Catholic as he was, universal Catholic, I'd imagine. In the true sense of the word, got nothing to do with his saviors or anything. He must have known, and he went ahead with it. You know, he says, "All right, go on then, take your best shot." And they fucking did, didn't they? That was a cunt. He should have gone now. Yeah. I've got a bad feeling about this, babe. Just stay in here. Look, I'll take my brace off and let's have another. Give us a quick. A bit late. Mr. President's late. Yeah, he could have missed it, couldn't he? Let's not make that appointment on that corner on that day. But he had all the bottle in the world. That's why he turned up.
Maybe he wanted his image on the half dollar. You know, who knows? He got some fame out of it. Although, not a lot of enjoyment.
And then they shot his fucking brother as well.
Yeah, that's
ever so nice to every, you know.
An interesting story, yeah, that Sirhan Sirhan.
All the Kennedys, fuck my name, kept falling over, don't I? Yeah. Interesting story. You'd think, after what they did and never ever pointing a finger and never blew the whistle in that sense, right? You'd think they'd almost be accepted now, wouldn't you? But no, I don't know, peripherizing it now. Well, I mean, fucking Edward. What
they don't like Catholics. Are you a Catholic? Are you a religious man without a trace?
Oh, no, I'm not Catholic, but I am a Presbyterian, so that...
Word around, it Britney Spears is an anagram of Presbyterian.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
Fuck,
well, she's a good. She was a good looker.
Fuck either of them.
No, so you're a religious. You believe in a higher power?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I don't, it's been a while since I've been to church, but
that's okay. But we're here for a reason.
You know, there's some type of creator. There's atoms, or substance, or mass, or
don't get into the metaphor.
I know we shouldn't talk about politics, religion, or sex, but we've done politics with JFK.
I'm just saying, I'm not a revisionist, and I'm not worried about. As an American, I don't get to speak to Americans without a trace. I've had a word. We've spoken before, and I do feel as though I can ask him.
Sure, ask him anything.
You know, and he knew people.
Ask him anything.
Fuck, mate, just like, it must have ripped the heart out of him, and then we got softened up. It didn't all of a sudden become crappy. I mean, up until 1974-ish, it was still okay. Then it got a bit but as an American, you know, that was.
Yeah, are you talking? Are you talking about typo? Are you talking about
Catholic future, but a Catholic future in the universal sense, right? Because that man ain't going to take no fucking ifs, no buts. But somebody's going on about Jews. Well, under his reign, or those 100 days, or whatever he had, or even under that general. wave of America in the 60s when they could have, now we know they were bullshitting. They never got to the moon. He wasn't a Berliner, and let's face it, he can't even take a fucking headshot. But what I'm saying is when that country was full of all those things, all those possibilities, all that great future that we were sold, all right, we've been sold a dozen. But we, this is with hindsight. This is looking in the rearview mirror now. At the time, we knew they were going to pull a trick, but they weren't pulling them as quick and as fast and as tricky as they were. And I believe that, look, people say it was America's loss of innocence. I wouldn't get carried away with that. I think the loss of innocence is when we realise we haven't got to the moon, and you shouldn't have fucking robbed all the poets of all the moon poetry they could still be making there, you know? I've got a telescope, and you can fix it with a little bit of tape if it don't work. But what I'm saying is, now, without a trace is our vintage, 55, so it wouldn't have directly affected him. But let's say he was 6 or 7 when it happened. Well, let's say he was only 5 years old, 6 years after it happened. He was still living in a world where something had been taken away. For the first time.
I agree. Let's have a listen to a little bit of this.
35 years ago.
Regret. I mentioned the President of the United States.
Choose to go to the moon and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal
sounds like
and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
So there we go. We choose to go to the moon in this decade. And and you can see that a whole bunch of people would have been inspired by that.
Describe it to me.
When they killed the character, that's when that changed a whole bunch.
The money poured in for the program after he was killed. Yeah, I don't. They probably.
And then we got Charles Manson, that crazy hippie. Rolo, you come from a country of 17 million people. And
joined by fakeologist as well, by the way. Fakeologist has joined us.
Who? Where? What? Jones.
Oh, fakeologist.
How's everybody?
G'day, Ab. How are you, mate?
I'm well today. You?
Very well. We've got obviously typo and without a trace from North Carolina.
South Carolina.
That's a joke. And we've got fakeologists from obviously who runs this site joining us here on the, what is today's date? Come on, I don't know. I think it's the 5th.
History is illusion. Yesterday is illusion.
So we're just discussing JFK Ab without a trace. So yep. Good reading. Right.
He's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, that was the his funeral.
Am I coming through okay, or I need new Bluetooth?
Sounds like you're broadcasting from your inside of your fan.
You're on a cell on your car.
Okay. Let me try and upgrade.
Doing it from the ashtray.
It's getting hot here, so I got the fan blowing. Let me switch Bluetooth.
It's cooler today in South Carolina, 75 degrees, nice weather. Went for a long walk.
And chance of Ebola.
Ebola?
You get those mosquitoes.
Oh, there are mosquitoes, yeah. But I don't believe they carry as many diseases. I get eat up every year, and I don't.
So why do you keep spraying them with DDT then?
They don't spray that much around here, but there's a farm nearby.
Endangered species. One day we'll wake up and there'll be no fucking mosquitoes. That's better.
All right. I got the Bluetooth with the dead cat on it. 75 in South Carolina. It's about the same temperature up here on the north shores of Lake Ontario.
That doesn't seem right. Yeah, because you're 900 miles north of me, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking up at the western eastern sky, I see almost a full moon.
Really?
Almost a full moon, it looks like, and the sky is perfectly blue.
Wow. It's overcast here where I am. A front is coming through, I think.
Can anyone see the full moon from Australia or from the Midlands there?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit too overcast there. Typical British summer. Been pissing down for 3 days.
All right, what about Roland?
Hey, give me a sec. Hey, Ab, what have you got, the full moon?
Well, it looks like it's almost full.
All right, give me a sec. I'll go out and I'll see if I can see it. If we can see it at the same time, that's got to be a problem because we're on opposite sides of the globe. So, give me a sec. I'll be back.
Rollo's just hanging out of his treehouse right now.
Certainly is. Doing some hard investigating reporting. It's election day here tomorrow. Not that it makes any difference. I was just pointing out to Tom.
Any chance that Terry May is going to win?
Well, you know she'll get the votes if she is a bloke, don't you? You know, the trouble is we don't trust women as Hillary Clinton, you know. Even Americans didn't trust her. But
someone was saying she wears, Talking to the Future was saying she wears some kind of choke necklace. What is that to disguise her?
I've never met her socially.
She's on the Television. She wears some kind of necklace that hides her possible Adam's apple if she is a man.
Maybe she has her double chin in it. Yeah.
I tell you what, you got to be somebody else to turn up on this 4K television and read these speeches and.
Sebastian, but it's a full cloudy day here, so I've got no chance.
All right.
See the moon, sorry, mate. But yeah, keep going, Theresa May. Yeah, we've got the
tonight.
Three psyops. Do you think the three psyops will get her elected? She's going down tough. She's going hard against terrorism.
I don't know. I don't follow it. Yes, well, I am as well. I'm going to go out this morning. I'm going to fight every werewolf terrorist I come across. Silver bullets at the ready. These full moons, little dragon, mate.
Well, I tell you, every time they come out with a psyop, the Truther channels. Oh, hold on, give me a second here.
Oh, Sparky! It's funny when that happens. Isn't it? When everybody goes a little bit like. I didn't know it was a full moon tonight at all. Solstice coming up. It's going to be a big summer's over here, more or less. I'm sad to say. Sending you away.
I love you! The full moon. Yeah. I'm definitely turning into a werewolf.
I couldn't listen to this as a podcast as I'm falling to sleep.
I got a 52-pound Springer Spaniel. Once in a while, she'll get the notion to, she'll do the coyote call, you know, about every other night. She'll go, and she'll listen for the neighbor dogs to bark, and I guess she'll count.
You go to the phone and report a UFO. My dog's, I'd like to report a UFO. Why is that? Because my dog's barking for no reason.
Well, my neighbor's got a yard cat, and it will torment my dog or taunt my dog into barking.
There's another hour coming up there.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I've been listening to rubbish otherwise. But is 911 still your emergency number even after 911?
Yeah.
Without a trace. Yeah. As an American person.
A psyop, isn't it? You know, keeping 911.
We got 7-Eleven, they never took off over here, but then 9-11's a couple of years later.
I bought a Dodge Challenger last year, and the rearview mirror has a 911 on it. If I get carjacked, I push 911, and the police show up half an hour later after I'm dead on the sidewalk.
We always had 999, which was cool, but I don't even think you get that now. You ring 999, and they say, You are through to 999. Do you want, you know, it's an automated. You can't just ring up there. Yeah, 911. So it's still, nobody feels slightly embarrassed to ring 911 there for an emergency, even though that emergency never, you know, there was nothing you could do about it. Don't matter who you ring, what you do, the country's under attack.
Well, you just get a dispatcher when you call 911. And then they
it's still 911, isn't it? Your channel's not.
What do they have in Canada?
Sending the dog.
They got feral dogs. They call the wrong.
Would you like to report a UFO? I can't do that Canadian French accent. Some of them Canadian French. Sure. That was Inspector LaWolf. That is Inspector LaWolf. I'm about to investigate.
That's my dog barking. He's the other dog. Keep going, guys.
Keep going. How can we even have a dog barking, man?
Well, you know what dog spelled backwards is.
Oh,
so we all believe in.
Tell you what.
We all believe in dogs spelled backwards.
The hell of a responsibility, a dog. I had one as a boy, and he was me, you know, he was, I'm not saying he was my best pal, but he was my dog, wasn't I? And then when he died, and I had another dog a bit later, and he was a good dog, but he weren't like my first dog, and he got run over. I thought he was a bit stupid, and I've never bothered again. I think they're a bit stupid dogs. And they live with you for so long, there's such a responsibility, and they're so fucking useless. You know, John Le Bon goes on about retards, man. Fucking dogs are stupid. But every now and again, you go, ooh, he's all right, really. I know he's a dog, but he's all right. Yeah, I'm not into pets. Never have been, never will be.
My dog lives outside. I've got my daughter's playhouse. She's grown.
That's so cruel.
She's got a playhouse with a front door and a back window, wall-to-wall carpeting. She doesn't run away.
My dog's still barking now.
Your dog's a bitch.
No, it is a bitch. And literally a son of a bitch or not a son of a bitch.
Confuse that issue.
But I'll tell you what, when you do lose a dog, when you do lose a dog, it is one of the most upsetting things. A fellow here in Australia, Dr. Harry Cooper, who's a, he's a spruiker of vaccinations and, giving you dogs pills and stuff. But when his dog died, he cried on television and he had the whole of Australia crying when his dog passed away. Yeah.
And he's trying to get that medical advice.
Yeah. Well, because he's paid off. He's on mainstream media. He's a paid guy.
You know, I mean, one day I said he's gone to Dr. Summer and I never thought any of it. And then a couple of days later, I said he was a nice bloke. I met him up the bar. I said, what's he doing? He's only a doctor, is he? No, he's not a doctor. He's a small, they call him small animal vet.
Watch the show, All Creatures Great and Small?
Yeah, but he called himself a doctor. Right? Now, if I'd have been an ordinary...
I see your point.
And I don't think he's allowed to work anything above... Well, I don't know where the fish included, but I don't think he can work much above a hamster. You know,
yeah, so doctors... So vets shouldn't be called doctors. Vets shouldn't be called doctors.
It's called a small animal vet. Not a proper vet. So he's been, like, stratified. And we're all going on about...
Hey, Typo, you should have been put down years ago.
One job into two, eh?
What? We should have put Typo down years ago, I reckon.
I am no longer what you call a living being. You are shattering me, unfortunately, Roland.
You're right, man.
It's a pastime many years ago. That's why I'm here to debunk the D-Day landings. And that includes all of us. We had Omaha Beach. And we had...
So, without a trace, the D-Day landings. Yeah. You know,
before my time, but I remember being fascinated by that when I was in sixth grade. That we'd spend half our lunch break in library
because come to Europe, didn't you? You just wanted to come to Europe and throw your mind.
It was too cold to do anything outside in Germany where my dad was stationed. There was this big book about D-Day, the 6th of June, and the Normandy invasion. And in hindsight, it seemed like. You know, if it happened, it seems like a crazy strategy to land all those thousands of men and broad daylight and could be mowed down in the water like that.
Women,
and you would think they would have come up through Italy or whatever, where we had already conquered the resistance.
Bit of a shit,
isn't it? Made for a good movie, didn't it? The long
Monte stack. Casino. The British would have took that in about a day and a half. And with Tommy Steele and Norman Wisdom backing them, you Yanks, you'd done half an hour to milk it.
I heard something on the news this week, and I had never heard this before. I should have looked it up.
This man's a fakeologist. Go on, then.
When I was in Germany, we went to see the eagle's nest on top of a mountain in Berchtesgaden, Germany. And I heard last week that someone on one of these podcasts was saying that it has
Trump's
since
been destroyed.
But
without a trace? What is it?
Well, there was a podcast I was listening to, and I haven't checked this out. But it was they said that the along with removing the swastika flag, that the eagle's nest has been destroyed as a. But this would be news to me because it was a tourist attraction back in the early 70s when I was
moved
there.
Closer to
we took a bus up the mountain and you could look out the window and see and see about down about 5,000 feet. It's kind of a scary bus ride, but you know, it was there on top of the mountain and we were there in springtime. But have any of y'all heard this that it has been destroyed?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Eagle's Nest was a mountaintop resort for Adolf Hitler, and he overlooked the Bavarian mountains, and they said it was so high up that it was too dangerous for bombers to attack it. You know, that's what they said.
he was too high up, and we were too low down. We were in the subways, and he was in the mountains.
I guess they wanted just to save it for
Churchill was a bit of a cunt. In fact, not in the history books, but my granddad told me and he knows.
He liked cigars, didn't he? And rich food.
Fucking rich food. He didn't like Germans, that's a fact. Like the Americans, like the Jews, like to gamble. His mother was a bit of a what? Yeah, other than that, everything's fine here. We have elders of the community now.
Didn't he have sound-alikes that did radio spots during the war? About
You got it. Have you ever seen that one called Mother Night? Nick Nolte. I'm not a big fan of Nick Nolte, but I am now.
I've seen a lot of his movies.
Have you? It's Kurt Vonnegut, and it's... You know,
good. I remember Nick Nolte's mugshot when he got pulled over for drunk driving.
No, I'm on about this film, and he played.
He looked like a wild man. Didn't he?
We had a Luger from the Second
American
World War.
Oh, you did 9mm. Yeah, you know what's interesting about that. Sergeant York, you've heard this tale. He was the American hero from World War I.
Patch.
He was played by Gary Cooper in an old black and white movie. Very popular film. But in the film, he kills a squadron of German soldiers one by one with his bolt action Springfield 30-06.
Couldn't fight his way over a wet paper bag, Gary Cooper.
But in reality, the story is that he used the semi-automatic Luger pistol that he had retrieved off a dead German to shoot these soldiers as they came out one by one. He would make a bird call and they would come out one by one. Anyway, he got the Medal of Honor and other decorations for single-handedly wiping out a German squad and capturing some other Germans. That was the story.
That's
Trace, do you want to know what happened to my Luger?
Was that supposed to be a real story?
My mother and her sisters threw it in the Thames because they were afraid.
Really?
They threw it away and they threw it in the Thames. And I'm, you know, that upset my grandfather so badly.
2-1-2. Okay.
My grandfather so badly. We can hear you, Ab. Come on, Ab.
All right. Sorry. I was just wondering if that.
I was just talking to Without a Trace about the Luger. We got a little bit of a lag going on here. They threw it into the Thames River.
Oh, that's upsetting. Your grandmother did that.
Her daughters, my mother.
Oh, your mother threw it. Now, what was her issue with the relic?
She didn't want a gun in the house.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
It was rusty as shit and wouldn't have been able to fire anyway, probably. But it wasn't maintained.
Yeah, I think a lot of American soldiers brought them home as souvenirs. Yeah.
That was a bit upsetting. That was a bit upsetting. Go, Ab.
Is that a real story?
About Sergeant York? Well, Sergeant York was an American soldier, went to fight in the European theater of World War One. But I can't. The only thing that I can sort of vouch for is that he was a Medal of Honor recipient, and they made a movie. Whether or not he was real, or whether or not any of it happened, who knows?
Okay.
Before my time.
All right, I was just confused.
They always come. They always have. They always have somebody do ridiculously brave things, and they make a hero. Like Audie Murphy was single-handedly captured a platoon in Germany in World War II, and they promoted him to lieutenant, and he got the Medal of Honor.
Well, even John McCain story always bothered me.
Yeah, you know what? There is a recording of him. Kind of like the Jane Fonda recording where he as a prisoner of war, he identifies himself and he it's a hostage tape or POW tape and he is, deriding the American armed forces about how they kill civilians with their bombing and such. But, I've never seen that in the mainstream media, but I did, hear that as I was browsing around podcasts. So it exists and it sounds like him. And, he was involved in a lot of crazy things. He, in 1967, he accidentally bombed his own aircraft carrier. And it was, they kept his name out of the story, but I think 37 or 137 soldiers died beneath the decks. What happened? What the story?
He was. They say he was the worst pilot ever. He crashed 5 planes. That's why he was. Is that true?
Well, he was an admiral's son. After losing 2 planes, they probably would have gotten rid of him. Yeah, he was, and he got shot down because he was trying to be a hot dog or something. Going beyond his mission. I understand.
I wonder if there's any way to verify any of this. His prisoner of war story was pretty bizarre.
5 years, yeah, and he was supposedly they offered to let him go, because he was an admiral's son, or go easy on him, and supposedly he refused. I think he turned it into a political career myself.
You really think if someone proposed to let you go, you'd say, "Nah, I'll stay a little longer"? That's just against all odds.
Yeah, no, yeah, he said he didn't want to, the favoritism, but he certainly did like the perks of being in the Navy, about travel and picking up strange women on the road and all kinds of stuff. When the USS Forrestal, I believe, was the name of the carrier he was on, and it was in the it is in the almanacs from the late 60s, the annual, whatever the Encyclopedia of Knowledge, Britannica or whatever, one of those encyclopedias. There's pictures of the destruction, and there's pictures on color, pictures of all the destruction. You know, it looks like a scene from Pearl Harbor with all the planes blowing up. And the story, supposedly one of his co-pilots accidentally, fired an air-to-air missile on deck at his plane, and then he hit the ejection button, and when he inadvertently unleashed one of his bombs as he ejected, and they called it an accident. it sounds like something that other people would have been found negligent about, but it was all covered up, and because of his social position in the Navy. Yeah, no war hero. Not in my book.
Lots of stories, right?
Man, that guy, that guy couldn't even have flown a plane into the towers on 9/11 with some flims.
Bad pilot.
Straight shot.
Yeah, the only thing he hit was his own carrier. Killed a bunch of sailors. I think it was like 137 sailors. You know, those things were shoot bear, you know, back then, all those bombs and gas tanks below deck. He was a media darling here in America, the maverick Republican senator who wanted to get money out of politics, and that didn't last long. All of a sudden, he was
an advertisement for staying too long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the, I don't know. I guess there's.
Is he still in politics without a trace? Is he still going around or what?
He's still a senator from Arizona. Yeah. Conservative state. Republican senator. Yeah.
They should get rid of him. There should be term limits on senators.
Definitely. Yeah, they stay forever.
In there as a senator, I'll shake things up. You know, 9/11 was an inside job. You next thing you know, I'll be on the grassy knoll, or someone will be on the grassy knoll taking me out. Didn't JFK? I think JFK tried to change the money system. Wasn't that the reason? The real reason they took him out, because he wanted the silver back to go the green back, or?
He started.
I think that's just another story.
That's an interesting story, because he had the U.S. Treasury print silver certificates payable in silver.
How would
on
that
the
change anything? I don't get
probably
it.
Probably would. Well, it would bypass the private banks, if you know, they print their own money now. The Federal Reserve is a system of private banks.
Well, all the banks around the world are private, because the idea is the government is incompetent and couldn't run their own bank. See, I think that's where that comes from. So the private banks do it more efficiently because they're motivated by profit. Isn't that always the argument between public and private?
Well, when you privatize healthcare, then it's less efficient. You know, it's more efficient if the Medicare system has a 3% overhead and there's no middleman you have to pay.
Not either, you see, I don't think there's any. What I'm saying is, I don't think if there was a public bank, it would have made much difference.
I'm told that the state of North Dakota has their own state bank, and that it helps the state run more efficiently, because the state can borrow money at lower interest rates rather than go to Bank of America or Citibank or what have you. And there's no, they do it on their own terms. So I can see where that would make sense, And there must be some central governments around the world that have nationalized their banks. What is, y'all have a system of private banks in Canada?
There's only three nations that don't have their private banks go through the BIS in Switzerland. I believe this is a real story.
I'm sure Iceland must have their own.
Iran and Syria. They're the only ones that don't settle all their transactions through Geneva, from what I understand.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, Geneva is,
where the Rothschild Central Bank is. So yeah. That means they get a piece of every transaction that goes on in the world. Wow. I think that the whole greenback thing with JFK is just another story that goes along with all the mob stories.
Yeah, probably so. He had some, silver miner and investors that wanted him to, get more silver in circulation. Who knows? Who knows what the real deal?
I think all that's a red herring. I think that the whole idea is that,
he didn't make any speeches about it, not that I recall.
The JFK hoax was quite simply to show the world or any possible real politician that you cannot, it's dangerous to become president. So it might have scared off any potential real people from going for it. I think that was the ultimate goal.
It made people stop and watch TV constantly. And maybe it was a psyop, military psyop, to get people hooked on TV news,
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah,
certainly broke the heart of America, didn't it? The whole idea of make this guy look like the good guy, Richard Nixon's the bad guy, and then you go and kill him. It broke Americans' heart.
Until the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan, and then all was well with the
world.
Forgotten. Yeah,
Doctor Who started the next day, actually. An English TV show. It didn't get much coverage because, JFK swallowed it all up.
And the Dick Van Dyke show continued on, and everybody, everything back to normal, but we did have that terrible war in Vietnam, and then everybody got disillusioned with Watergate in the 70s, and it was sort of a loss of innocence. Everyone realized things aren't hunky-dory. We thought
did you read Blue Moon's JFK book Without a Trace?
No, I need to read it. Very informative, I suppose.
Well, it shows JFK was just one of the first made-for-television movies.
Classic read, Without a Trace. You can get it on PDF. Give it a read. It's a classic.
And the title again is
JFK Blue Moon on fakeology.com.
Okay. I can do that.
You'll find it, yeah.
That to me is the closest thing to the truth out there, and nobody knows about it. That just proves that you can just put everything in plain sight. Nobody really cares about the story, and life goes on.
That's right. And there's Simon Schacht's going to be doing a new thing with Foilius, apparently. So hopefully we can get the audio from that. Have you spoken to Foilius?
Well, do you speak Swedish?
Will they read it in? Okay. They won't do it in English.
Someone's going to have to translate it.
Fair enough. All right. That was basically all I like to chat about is 9/11. I'm a bit of a one-trick pony when it comes to me.
What did you think of John LeBond's little talk with Negan Tropic? Did you listen to that before?
Fantastic. No, I hadn't heard it, but the full audio, he clipped a bit and did a really good job actually making the
beautiful video. He's getting into videos, with the little audio thing graphic on the top. He does a good job.
Didn't he? Spoke to Negan Tropic. It was a fantastic conversation, and like I said to someone the other night, better than Chris Kendall talking to Jaron. I think way more informative, and the flat Earth thing for me. I mean, to me, the Earth is flat. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, nothing else.
Are you gonna have your? Are you going to go for the Bond model?
Rolo, do you have GPS model?
Say it again.
What are you saying?
Now, who are we talking to? I was asking Rolo about if they do you have GPS in the Southern Hemisphere there in Australia. The Galactic,
we've got all the mod cons here, mate. Yep.
Positioning. Okay, and you got compasses with north and south with work in the Southern Hemisphere. Does it?
They work the same way. Yeah.
The compass arrow.
Don't get too deep on flat Earth, because I don't know enough about it. That's why when it comes to cosmology or flat Earth or EGI, I don't know enough about it. I know 9/11 back and forward. I know that's what I know.
But I was just wondering,
But with Nino.
Yeah, did you notice how he slipped in that people died at Columbine? Does that interest you at all?
Well, let's ask without a trace. What are your thoughts on Columbine?
Dressed up like the Joker and with the orange hair and all that silliness. And I remember there's some controversy about how easily.
Columbine, though? No, that was the shooting, the Aurora shooting, wasn't it?
Yeah, at the theater. That was the name of the theater, I believe. And
no, Columbine.
In whatever town that was.
And Littleton.
The guy dressed up as a Joker. Sorry, we got tremendous lag going all over here.
Oh my God, do we ever?
Aurora, the name of the theater that the
Without
shooting was.
See if you can come back.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
To say that. Me and you are going okay, Ab. The shooting. All these school shootings, they're psyops for sure, and to make kids afraid for sure, and obey rules as well. So now he's back.
Am I back?
Yeah. Trying to get
okay.
rid of the lag.
Yeah, Sandy is the one that fascinates me. Yeah, I'm sorry about the delay, but okay. Columbine was a school shooting, and the Aurora shooting was a theater. Which one were you asking me about, Rolo?
No, I just thought you were talking about the guy with the Joker. That was the Aurora Batman shooting.
Right, and it was two students that supposedly roamed the Columbine. Yeah, I don't know how I got
there. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Place in Colorado, I think, right?
Go for it. And your thoughts on it. What do you think it was a psyop? Or do you think it was a real event, or what?
I haven't thought about the. I've looked into the Sandy Hook more than the those Colorado killings. Sandy Hook is the one that seems like totally bogus to me. That whole event with the destroying the old school and then the home of. To destroy evidence, and then building a new school costing $50 million, and then $70 million in donations pouring in. Sounded like a big money-making hoax to me. I'm not convinced any children died. If they did die, the officials didn't follow the protocol of taking all the kids to the hospital to be pronounced dead and so forth. And all the parents that were interviewed on TV, they all looked 10 years too old to be the, you know, most parents around here are in their mid-20s, and these parents of these young children looked all 40-ish to me. So, and very strange, I believe.
Did you watch Bowling for Columbine, Michael Moore's?
I did. I remember he interviewed Charlton Heston towards the end of the movie, which was a little embarrassing because Heston had Alzheimer's or something. But Yeah.
Old dead hands.
Yeah.
So it was. It was an ambush, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
an ambush.
That was unfair. Yeah, that was unfair, I thought. I used to watch, used to enjoy Michael Moore, his comedy. He had a TV show called TV Nation. And he
I watched that.
Yeah, the funniest thing he did one that was, you know how they, down south here, they reenact Civil War battles. And so he had people dress up in Civil War uniforms and reenact the fall of Saigon and reenact the Battle of Hiroshima. And they just, in the Battle of Hiroshima, they all just fall dead, you know, from the bomb. And yeah, I thought some of the stuff he did was funny.
Favorite one of his was when he got the guy from Alien, the black guy, and the white guy who was an actual convicted a serial killer or something, and put him in a white neighborhood, and Yaphet Kotto wouldn't get picked up by a taxi cab.
But the
serial killer or the convicted murderer got picked up no problem.
Racism, that's a good example of racism.
He had a sense of humor, but he really failed us on Fahrenheit 9/11. He didn't show the tower collapses in that film. He used George W. Bush out of context. You know, it was just a disgusting, despicable film.
That's his job, though.
Yeah, you're right.
He's an agitator. So he gets funding. He can't make a movie without backing, that's for sure. He's got the Weinstein bros behind him.
And he wouldn't have been able to show the tower collapses in HD anyway. Everyone would have looked at it and gone, well, look at that rubbish footage.
Or would they? I don't know.
Yeah, well, look at it. It's the only high definition collapses I've seen is the stuff that Simon Shack. Oh, typo's back. Typo's back.
Cat would like to take issue with your roller.
I can hear your cat. Was she purring or is she meowing?
Meow! Tell him what you said. He didn't like that you said that Michael Moore took George Bush out of context.
He was talking about Israel or
I'll hear you interrupting coming for an interview. If all you can say, you said Michael Moore took George Bush out of context. And
he's a hard guy to take even in context.
I think he was just going to pull you on that. He's just a I was listening, so I was a cat.
Bond here as well. Yeah, guys, some dude made a kid's book about the Asian John LeBond. Yeah.
You're listening, George W. Jr. Hope retirement suits you. I'm sure you missed the higher. Has he got a golf handicap that anybody knows about? Has he brought it down a bit? Or now he's not so.
Without a trace, you play golf, mate?
I played one time. I played nine holes against my brother-in-law, and he embarrassed me so much.
You've never played it again. What about psychologists? Do you play golf, Faker?
I'm from North Carolina. I play with my sister. My uncle actually to marry me auntie, not by blood, but. To marry me auntie, he had to fight all her brothers, and there were seven of them, right? And this battle must have took him about 3 years. And, he fought the biggest and the best straight up and won, because, and they kept coming at him like every 3 months. A little bit like Clouseau, where his manservant jumps out the cupboard at the most inappropriate time.
That would be Bert Kwok.
Yeah.
I think he's still with
us. You've got his signature in you. Do you collect this kind of
stuff? This isn't really, this is probably not a fakeologist subject, but let's go back to Ab.
He was a real Bert Kwok. He was a proper manservant.
Let's go to our boss. Let's ask the boss what he wants to talk about today specifically.
Well, I'd like to talk about DNA and electron microscopes before you so
really the boss.
Yes, that's what I put
morning.
On. Yeah, I put that on. Any comments on that?
Well, I heard Chubbs was talking about it, and Rolo says I'm not into science, and then he corrected him on diarubinaic acid, didn't he, Rolo? But what were you talking about? Flies and electron microscopes, sheathings and metal. And you said, oh,
what
it's all over my head. It loses the cold.
Position on DNA.
Yeah, I've got that recorded. I've got that recorded, but it was a bit choppy. Chubbs wanted to go into a deep discussion. I don't know enough.
Is Typo talking to himself or everyone else? I can't understand a word he's saying.
I hear him, but I don't know what he's saying now.
Ab, Chubbs wanted to chat about electron microscopes, and he knew way too much than I could possibly even talk about the subject. But what do you got to say about electron microscopes? Do you think they're fake? Hey, Tybo, shush for a sec. Let the boss talk.
Well, I made a post on the electron microscope because conspiracy by Hans, who's a transvestigator, also brought up the topic. And I've always thought that the whole control of the electron microscope, where only certain people can use it and certain people have one, made it very suspicious. And it brings into the idea about DNA. And my consensus, my speculation is, two are related. And I think DNA sequencing and DNA tests all came about when the microprocessor, the computer, became mass-produced and relatively inexpensive. And the idea that there's anything like a double strand, a double helix, is all witchcraft in my mind. And I think that DNA testing is simply digital blood tests. In other words, all blood has many, many elements to it. We all have pretty much the same elements to our blood. That's why we can give it to each other.
I'm universal, I am.
Yeah,
universal blood cell.
And I think that we can track all the elements of blood, but I think digitally with computers, we can really refine the differences between blood. I think that's really what so-called DNA testing is. It's just more accurate analysis of the makeup of blood, but I don't think there's any double helix or double strand or transcription or reverse transcription, all the things we learn in biology in high school. I think it's all just witchcraft.
It's big business now. There's a lot of people, these eternity cases and stuff, you know, two kids bumped together in the night and all that, and then later in the day the chick goes, oh, I'm pregnant with yours and all this and that. No, you're not. Yes, I am. It could have been anybody's. No, it ain't. We'll go to the solicitors. So they go there and they, oh, yes, paternity case. They take a blood test. Now, the thing is, the solicitors, at least in this country at the minute, I'm sure it'll change, but it's a relatively new add-on, a new little game, a new little scam, a new little hustle, as SNJ would have it, within the legal system. And solicitors can't do it themselves, and they haven't got anybody in the office to do it. So what they do is they more or less farm this job out. And the only reason I know this is because a couple of years ago, and someone, and he used to come in, and what you do, and he says, oh, I'm looking to get my license to go and clean buildings in the city, you know. And whereas my mate, he's ropes, you know, and he could have helped him out. And I said, well, what are you doing now? And what he did, a bit of part-time work, and he used to go and collect blood samples that were taken from solicitors' offices in Birmingham, so perhaps there's 30 or 40 on his list. And he'd take them in his van and he'd drop them off. And the firm, it's, I think there's only one, and funnily enough, it's in Manchester. And it's a legal thing. It's almost as though you have to take this kind of DNA test to settle.
Should we have a listen to a little bit of this? Should we have a little? No, not a tune. Let's have a little listen to this. Where's this from?
So here, I just want to create some more content, try to give you more of an idea of what this channel specifically will try to focus on. So electron microscopes are something that I haven't really heard people truth channels talk about before, so I think it's something that we should look into. Are they real or not? Are they real? I mean, probably. Like, these probably are capable of seeing small, but do they work the way they tell us? Do they even, are electrons even real? Right? At this point, what do we even know? Because we can't trust our scientists. They all learn out of the same test. When you go to lots of experience.
All right. Well, you're not going to be quiet. You're not going to be quiet. So let's just say I've said it for years. What does he say? But I'm posting this for further discussion.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Where's that from, Ab? Let's have a look. Where's what
from? I've got dinosaur.
That YouTube.
Nevada.
You got that from?
Well, that's the transvestigator.
Yeah, but you know when you were talking to Chubbs this morning, he was saying that even if you wanted to take something as big as a fly that you can see with your eye, so you have to cover it. You have to cover it with a thin, he said film, and I'm sure there's a scientific term. And he said you have to cover it with metal. And that's how it works. So you're always going to get an image if you've covered whatever you're covering.
Conspiracies by hands.
Something. He said, well, DNA, you can't do it. You know, ain't you ever going to cover any of this DNA? You can't cover it. It's too fucking small. Right? And he said, but you have to do that. And there's a process. And you said, oh, well, I don't know anything about science.
The electric chair murdered.
He didn't know much more than you, and all he loved it. He loved all of it. Biology, physics, chemistry. He loved it. He was cool into it. He said, but he didn't go much past it in high school, whatever the equivalent is, high school. He said, but there's another thing, general science, which is probably what I taught, you know. So I'm never going to question it. I didn't even know they have to cover it in a film. But once you realise you're putting something on top of something that doesn't exist, of course you're going to get something back. You're going to get a reflection on it. You're going to get an image of whatever was, you know, because you put something there to get an image of. Now, I've never studied electron microscopes. Not sure about DNA, or as you corrected Chubbs when you said it's over my head, Rio de Clima. And you even said, oh, it's this one or that one. Rolo, you there?
Let's ask without a trace. What's your view on
you? Well, you might be looking at dust on the lens. You know, I would agree if someone.
Exactly.
You know, how are you going to see an electron? And you know, I don't think they've isolated an atom. And if you did isolate or view it, it's going to be in motion, I suppose, and spinning. Yeah,
the atomic theory, anyway. It's a theory.
Yeah. Isn't there a connection between the super collider and the electron microscope? Or, you know, I couldn't quite figure that out.
We're looking at the end of the world.
They're both fantasy tools, scientific tools that do nothing.
Attempting to justify their conclusions. Yeah.
But DNA, what I'm saying is DNA is a big, not a big business. It's starting off very, very slow. But the thing is, the legal profession, at least in this country, can't carry out in their cells. They have to farm the work out to somebody else. Now, these fellas who come round, they're not like
DNA
covered in...
started from, I think I looked it up, it was started in the Midlands there. Is that where you are?
Yes, yeah, I'm in the Midlands, and it all goes up to a firm in
Leicestershire or Leicestershire or something like that.
Yes, that could area. Very well be Leicester, we call it, but yeah, you know,
yeah.
They probably feel quite please, if you mispronounce it. It's like people call Knaresborough Knaresborough, you know? It's, yeah. And it's a thing now, Ab. I mean, you know, I meet people every day and I go, oh, I've had to go and say, hold on, when is your lady looks like you, mum, to mean, to keep her entitled to her benefits or whatever they get, they have to more or less go through this. Let's imagine they were married once and they're divorced because in the mother's sense, and the, you know, offspring, it makes sense to get rid of the deadbeat dad, for want of a better word, you know, deadbeat, yeah. But, you know, breaks his heart and he does everything he tries and tries, but he has to go and take a DNA test and it costs 30 quid. It doesn't cost him 30 quid. He doesn't even know why he's fucking taking it, you know. He just thinks some kind of vagaries and one day his son will like him or his mother will forget, you know. They really are being encouraged to take this DNA test. Now, you know, there's loads of ramifications to it. One of them may be that, you know, if you're one of those kind of crooks, and let's face it, you know, if you can't face up, if you can't man up to your responsibilities as a father and a... Oh, father, you ain't got to be married. You ain't got, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have to take any vows in the eye of anybody. But you got to, you know, you got to be a square, you got to give it a square go. But some of the women and some of the media fakery affects it. But really, they're the only ones that carry it on. And as you're pointing out now, these little chicks are being encouraged to, you know, adopt masculine attitudes or possibly being swanked. I'm getting, I don't really know what I'm talking about. But I did notice this a couple of 3 years ago. Only because I knew this fella and he used to come in and I used to say hello to him. A big firm in the town, they went skint and they were a firm. In other words, you know, when they came after him, they, there was only the one fella responsible for it and they closed him down. And yet he had about, he could practice up to about 16, 15, 17 types of law with his firm. Big firm in the town. Summer happened and they closed him down. He got carried away with his no fee, no win thing, you know. We're not a litigious country, as far as I know. People are trying to encourage us into it, but that's because they have to wear, women have to wear pinstripe suits and power shoulders.
But, hey guys, I got to check out. Nice talking with all y'all.
And, nice talking to you without a trace.
All right, cheers all. Take care.
All the best.
Bye. Bye-bye.
But yeah, I mean,
yeah, yeah, let's make sure we skip discussions because people get bored very easily. Well, not saying anything about without
trace. Talking about it this morning, Rolo, and he's gone. He said, "Oh well, this that, let me." And you go, "No, I don't know anything about it. It's over my head." And then you correct him on deonucleic ribonucleic
nucleic acid. RNA and DNA. Yeah.
Somebody could accuse you of being disingenuous. I didn't. I was listening in the lobby. But it is quite important, the DNA. You know, the point that, look, there's the external and the internal. There's that universe that we have to ponder. And we've got an internal universe. And Ab has said, DNA, not so sure. It seemed to fit in, you know. We were making so many strides.
Let the boss talk.
Mini satellites. That was funny.
Yes, it all comes out of another generation. You know, that post-war generation, the baby, we're not over there. It could be in the 70s, 80s now. And they wanted to make sure everybody had something to concentrate on. Forget all this shit. And we're going to go after the DNA, the real answer to life. Or we can look out into the universe, the real answer to our place in the world. Really, it's just turned into, as Nikon says, an international scam, you know. And that's all I was saying, Roland. I know I've had a drink. But one of the reasons, hey, brother, I'm trying to catch you for it is because you stopped talking about it this morning. You go, no, it's over my head. Sorry.
No, you're...
But I haven't posted it this morning, and I don't think you'd been to the site. And when Chubbs was talking about it, you didn't want to address it because you weren't aware of it being a thing.
Calm down.
Sorry, bud.
Calm down. Yeah. Hey, you're right, bud. Look, I've got to go shortly too, but I just want to play a little bit of this. Here we go. Now,
people talk about how crack about me. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner. It was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense. Mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense. Mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
There we go. We've got Perspectives, which is a show that John Le Bon has done.
John Le Bon,
I do suggest... I do suggest everybody listen to that in its entirety. And, John LeBron has done some fantastic stuff. Yeah, look, I'm trying to get up to date, but I only try and let shit come into my mind from people that I trust. You know what I mean? I don't trust a lot of podcasts. Probably only Clues Forum.
You're right. He's a philosopher.
Yeah. That word now because I'm sober.
Sober or drunk, you know?
No, but thanks for having me. And boss, hey, thanks for not being too pissed off about me replaying that thing when you, what is it? What do you want?
I know. I just
can't get in.
It's an annoying feature of Discord that the app is not very good. It has issues.
I replayed it.
I know. First you helped me, and then you shot me in the foot.
What was that one you said in the verified? I'm not trying to, but you said you're going. I got thanks to you, Rolo. I got two to bloody edit or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to edit two of them.
I'm not
clipped it
out
of one, and the next thing I know, Rolo replays it again.
I'm getting turned
number. Hey, Ab, hey, be quiet. A typo for a sec. What's a pitter? You called me a pitter.
Speak to me, a contributor.
Pain in the ass.
Thanks, mate. No, typo. Again, yeah. You're my favorite. You're my favorite. Without a doubt.
There ain't no room for favoritism. But these are two issues that came up this morning. DNA. We're all here. It's on the site. Now, I don't want to be a dissenter. I don't want to be a splitter. I don't want to necessarily take things on board that I'm not happy with. When somebody was telling me something I didn't know about bloody electron microscopes, and I didn't, let's face it. When was the last time I ever looked through an electron microscope? Never.
And you cannot. It's like looking through a big telescope. It's the exact
there
opposite.
There you go. See you that?
You can't access it. You cannot access these things.
And yeah, I'm going to take it for granted, aren't I?
Maybe you've got a P900. That's basically a telescope.
Rolo,
it's
look.
Pretty damn good.
Rolo, I don't know what time of day it is in your side of, what's it, but 9/11. Get it as simple
11 o'clock,
as it.
Yeah.
They told us about 10 years later, 7 years later, I'm not meaning to shout, I'm standing back. They told us that they managed to piece together some of these simulated victims because of the fucking DNA they found.
Thank
yeah?
you.
Do you
exactly.
hear that? Yeah? Little,
that is
good point.
That is horse hockey.
You know, Maria. Sorry, Ab.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, they could find a piece of DNA on a building next door. Give me a break. That.
There you go.
Fucking break. Yeah, that good point.
And we know who you are. Yeah, we know who you are. We got your DNA, buddy.
Not. They've convinced people that they can identify you with DNA. There's no such thing as DNA, people. There is no such thing. Yes, we have blood. Yes, there are blood types, and blood types are only identifiable by the antigen.
I'm universal on that, man.
Yeah, but the point is, our blood is 99.9% the same. There are only microscopic, tiny, little differences in how our bloods react to certain tests. That's how they know the different types. I didn't even know. It used to be A, B, and C, but they renamed C to O. I don't know why. Maybe they didn't like
Yes, the, yeah, yeah, the and there's a couple three. Of, yeah.
Yeah, the point is, come though, the only way they can really analyze blood is with computers and microprocessors where they can measure very small amounts of different nice things, picture. And they call that DNA. You see how they do it? They make an innovation, and they make a story out of it.
Yes.
And that's how they do it.
Yes.
The story is DNA, but there's no such thing. It's just literally another way of describing computer-analyzed blood, where they can just...
Yeah, a fantasy, a representation of what they...
Yes,
now, the first time I ever heard about DNA, if I'm screaming or shouting, or even if I'm...
80s, but I've got 80s, to, yeah.
Is with serial killers. American serial killers.
Right. We and got serial killers are probably another myth.
Another myth, right. But they put it in place. DNA, serial killers getting it. Right, well, nobody's nicking anybody for that 9/11, but we're finding little bits of material DNA, and we took it. Hook, line, and sinker. And this...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
And it was a scant 12 hours ago that you were talking to Chubbs, Rollo, if you can hear me. Is that true or not?
So where were you going with that? So we should nick...
Where I'm going is you never let him talk about his personal experience. And he said, well, you know, I loved it. I love biology. I love science. I loved... And he's gone with you kind of guys. All you're going to get is general science. You know. But he was a little bit higher than that.
Talking about Chubbs here. You're talking about Chubbs. Yeah. Fair enough.
Chubbs is strong.
Yeah, well, look.
Talking to him.
Yeah. I've got the audio.
I said, hi, chaps.
Yeah, I heard.
Right?
I've got the audio recorded.
He said, oh, it's over my head. When he was getting into the matter, he said, I cover him with a film.
Don't panic. He'll be back. He'll be back, and he can explain.
Never be able to make that point again, will he? He won't. He's not like that. He hasn't got it written down. He's not waiting to eat points. Now, this is why I like Chubbs. And sorry, Ab. And that's why when I spoke to you privately in this kind of this message, I said, oh, you should have got live there. And you said, oh, and I said, well, Ab said he doesn't hear many Canadians. All right, well, Chubbs is...
You want to go live? I asked him.
I like the kid. You're not going to talk him mad.
But he didn't want to go live, so what am I fucking supposed to do?
I didn't know that in that case. But when he did really start to talk, and I thought, well, I never knew that. You know, and we're the same age, and I...
Ending of the conversation. You weren't there at the beginning.
But I didn't realise it tied in with the DNA.
Why didn't
you want to go live? I didn't realise it tied in with the latest post.
I don't know. I should have just probably rudely just dragged him into the live stream.
Oh, come on,
and we should have had the chat live. Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Well, you recorded it, you said.
Yes. I haven't got my audio done right here. As Ab always points out, I've only got it half going.
Yeah.
I've only got that going. You know, when I played that song the other night with John LeBon, you know what I mean?
It's just not fully working here. Now, if you make that available, I like to listen to it because I like Chubbs' sake. But the Jews are in charge. People might need a poke at it. You know, he might need it. Larry Silverstein. Fucking old Larry, isn't he? He's just trying to...
Larry Silverstein, he was talking about Frank Lowy. Frank Lowy, the Westfield guy.
Well, let's face it. The old property dealer in charge at the minute ain't a million. If they're mafia, they're mafia, ain't they? You got to deal with them. You have to tell them what you know and what you don't know. You can't just... So, yeah, exactly the same bunch of property developing sons of bitches that we expected, don't we? They might even make an election.
Bunch of cunts, there's no doubt about it, but that's the way the world works. Look, I really,
Did you ever watch MASH, Rollo? MASH? 477?
Colin Alder, and, who was the other guy in it? Anyway, MASH? Yeah, about the Korean War, right?
Who was your favorite character in that show?
I'd shout that, isn't it?
Probably, the annoying one that liked Hot Lips Houlihan.
Frank?
Frank.
I'll go with Frank. You like Frank?
Who was the actor? Remember they replaced him with that bald guy afterwards.
Everyone hated Frank. You're supposed to hate Frank.
Everybody hated Frank Romano. Everybody. Even people that didn't like Frank hated Frank.
My favorite was McLean Stevenson, who was the bumbling commander.
The boss, yeah.
You gotta go for the colonel, yeah.
And I don't know what the real story is, why he quit the show, but you know, what was the show he went to do after MASH?
Don't know.
What was his name? I'll look.
Go on.
What was his name?
McLean Stevenson. I'll look it up. Hold on a sec.
I think that was a successful, they replaced him with an equally successful character, didn't they? When they brought Sherman Potter in.
I never liked Sherman.
You never go, that's because you loved the other guy, wasn't it?
No, I know. But who did, Rollo's gonna figure out the name of the show. I know.
Stevenson Jr. Edgar McLean Stevenson Jr., November 14, 1927 to February 5, 1996. Played Colonel Henry Blake.
Yeah, and he committed career suicide by leaving MASH. Why anyone would leave a show like that is beyond me. He must have been pushed out somehow.
I think it was a radical.
The show he went on to be on that lasted hardly at all was called Hello Larry. Play the theme song on that. I remember the theme song.
Hello
Larry.
Never going to leave Fakeology and go out to Rollo.com. You know why? Because that will be suicide the same way. I love it here.
Can you play the theme song to Hello Larry?
I'll mute.
See if I can find it for you.
I never liked Cheers. I didn't. My favourite was Klinger, so I am really already pre-programmed.
Great.
That man wanted to get out of that army as quick as he could. He had to dress up like a woman to do it.
All right, Klinger.
Are you really living your life that way?
Portland is a long way from L.A.
A long way.
Won't you stay that easy? The questions they are asking, aren't that easy? The answers you are giving don't always pay. But that's the way it is with kids today. Calls are coming in, you better start to grin, cause you never know just what they're gonna say.
Hello Larry.
Hello Larry.
Hello Larry.
Hello Larry. Hello Larry. Wow, hello Larry.
Looks fucking awful. Fucking awful.
I remember that theme song like it was yesterday, and the show was really bad, and it got canceled after the first season. And that was the end of his career, and then I think he just died.
And came back as
It was one of the biggest cases of career suicide you've ever heard of in your life.
I wouldn't.
It was crazy.
Yeah, don't leave. The only reason you do it is for money. Money.
He must have been forced out. Nah, something must have been happening.
Might have been a good idea
because he had him.
Sorry.
See, he was already typecast. That guy, the McLean Stevenson guy, was typecast as
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to go into another show immediately is very, very difficult, especially if you're on television.
What kind of time was that then, Ab? Because, like, MASH lasted for a long while, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't say that I ever remembered that show. It must have never ever played.
He was only on MASH for 3 or 4 seasons, but they were the best seasons of MASH. I loved that show with him. You're just a lovable doofus.
Mine is the same as you, Ab. The one I like was Dad's Army, and I know that Typo would know Dad's Army.
That's second-class humour, that kind of nonsense. Even British people never laughed at that, Roland.
Oh, you fuck off.
You fuck off.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England is
Isn't it strange how Jimmy Savile used to turn up before...
I hope that guy's burning in hell.
Who? What? Where? He's not dead.
I hope that pedo cunt's burning in hell. But maybe that's a story too. Maybe that's a fakeologist story that we should look into if Jimmy Savile was really a disgusting pedophile.
I'm not a proper researcher and I wouldn't like to get worry too much about Jimmy Savile. It's all the people that you didn't come across that were up to it. That's the ones you got to worry about.
Yeah, good point.
I suppose. I don't know. Country's Riven. By
Ian paedophiles that we can talk about.
Oh, anyway, it's not my cup of tea. It's salacious, but it was. I thought that was odd. I was listening to Pichet. I don't know how he stands within whatever's going on, but he did hour and a half on this Google Hangout. Now I'm not trying to suggest it. It's a bus guy.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah, he's a good guy. His voice is just his, what's that, mate?
He can't understand me. He can't understand. I know this. Right? Might as well be talking to.
Understand why Americans can't understand you. I can understand you perfectly clearly. Your Midlands accent or whatever it is. Yorkshire.
Where's my tooth? Rolo, I am not ever. And this about it. I think me and you should, without any fallout, we can have a nice one. Look, John LeBron, right? He's got different.
You're not going to fall out with me.
No, I know. No, never in your life, my dear fellow traveller, right? But you know, this is a different kettle of fish here. Me and you, I don't want to consider that we're fucking everybody about. Did you hear what Negan Tropic?
I've got to go. I've got to go. I really have to go.
All right then.
Okay, and we've Ab for the moment. We've lost Ab for the moment. But I really do appreciate you. Who was the fellow from North Carolina? What was his name again? Thank him. Who else? Is there anyone else been in the live stream today?
James Taylor.
James Taylor. I was going to go up. Dogs are the best people.
He's got Carolina.
Can you go to mute? Can you go to mute for me?
No, I've got a very important thing to say on the general election.
Theresa.
Mate, as a bloke. Go on, what are you going to play, Roller? Of course I've got to mute. Of course I will. Send me a message.
The best people. Go to mute for me. Thank you, mate.
What are you doing now? Are you going to fuck off?
Psychologist.com.
It's true that he loves me more than you. I found Jimmy Brown, the jumper for me now. Okay, so he thinks he's a human sometimes. I forgive. When I look into your eyes.
true. Dogs are the best people. His love comes free and unconditionally. Come on, have on to let him sleep with us. Little head on a bed. But say no way now. There's a church, there is his people. Dogs are the best people. Dogs are the best people.
Hello, I am Stephen Hawking from Oxford, England. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.